Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will pray, I give and pray. Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart.
Good for the potter to make it.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as a potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Welcome to all our new listeners, to everybody. Take out your Bible, take out your composition notebook and an ink pen, a highlighter. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want that book, you want your Bible to be able to follow all the scriptures, and you want a composition notebook or a couple of sheets of paper to write down all the scriptures that the pastor is going to give you tonight. And notes, you want to take write down some notes. Hallelujah, you want to take some notes with it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You may want to stand prostrate for someone that whose names you have written down. Hallelujah. Someone that said that we need healing, we need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. These are names you want to write down to people. These are ones you want to keep before the Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, for healing, for blessing. Hallelujah. God knows what the situation is. Hallelujah. They don't even have to tell you. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. When it's time for us to put their names before the Lord, God knows what the situation is. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. We start every morning with praise and worship at 7 a.m. Set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the time, though, or 10 minutes prior to the time. So you'll be ready at 7 a.m. every morning. Praise and worship. Hallelujah. Starting your day off with the Lord. What a difference it makes. What a difference it makes in your day. Committing that day up to the Lord first thing in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Less chances for going crazy during the day. Hallelujah. Yes. And Tuesday evenings out. Bible study. We're learning about prayer. Hallelujah. Tuesday evening and Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Have on your calendars. We get ready to go into another month. That second Friday of the month, hallelujah, is men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Invite someone else over to listen with you. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and 7:15 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Sundays. Every Sunday, except for fifth Sunday, at 3 o'clock, we have our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Heard literally all over the world. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll never know all the miracles that happen during this service time. Hallelujah. That's 3 p.m. on Sundays. Hallelujah. Our Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And keep us all in prayer. Hallelujah. We have a new cash app. Hallelujah. It is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's been changed on the website, but that's what it is. $TPH2023. Hallelujah. We thank God the first and second Sundays of the month, we have the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. And the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Hallelujah. We also have that first, the third Sunday of the month, the Birthday Corner, where we honor the birthdays in the congregation. Hallelujah. And then sometimes we honor the families, give them a gift for family members. Hallelujah. And a card. Hallelujah. On the third, and then for Sister Angie, the Birthday Corner, on the first, second, and third Sunday, we have Good News Youth Club, the young people. They're being taught the Word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. And then on that fourth Sunday, when our visiting ministry comes in, hallelujah, this month it was Pastor Viola Wright from the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We had a glorious time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. 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 We serve up a hot, free fellowship meal. You're able to sit around the table and chill with the saints of God. If you aren't able to stay, we pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building, our beautiful edifice, beautiful childcare room, beautiful kitchen. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the washing station, the shower stations in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City for the homeless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to minister to the homeless. Yes, on a much larger scale. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. Thank God for adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. We want you to keep in mind that the young people right now have a fundraiser going on. For a donation of $5, you're able to obtain a bag that has 5 scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. Yes, they are a witness, a great witnessing tool. Hallelujah. You can give them to the guest lecture man. Hallelujah. Give them to the person at the service station. Give them to the Walmart cashier. Hallelujah. And they have the word of God on them. Hallelujah. I don't know of a person that's been that's refused them yet. Say, oh, no, thank you. Hallelujah. Everybody's weighing them. Men, women, children, boys and girls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Readily receive them. Hallelujah. They may be down in the mouth during the day. When they look down at that wristband, they can't help but smile. They know God. They got God with them. Hallelujah. They got the word of God wrapped around their wrist. Hallelujah. And if you would like to obtain some bags, give us a call at 410-444-5152 or tell Sister QB, Elder QB, how many bags you want on Sunday when you come to church. Hallelujah. And give them away to everybody. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. That's what the young people are doing right now. Hallelujah. We want also you to keep this date in mind. September the 30th. That is Praise in the Park. Hallelujah. We have been praised in the park at Cox Point Park, 825 Riverside Drive, Essex, Maryland, from 12 until 5 p.m. Hallelujah. Come out one and all. Hallelujah. Calling all former King's Kids of former Word and Faith Fellowship. Hallelujah. Tell your friends, tell your buddies, we want you and your children to come out. Hallelujah. $5 donation or free will offering. Hallelujah. And we want you to come. We're going to have praise and worship and food and fun and games and fishing. You don't have to have a license to fish at Cox Point Park. Hallelujah. And the park has been redone. It's a beautiful new pier there. Hallelujah. Beautiful pavilions, beautiful grassy area, beautiful area to play for the children to play. Hallelujah. We just thank God for a time of fellowship with the saints of God, and plenty of food, but we need you to register. We'll know, so we will know how much food to have. Hallelujah. We want to cover you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank God also for all of our postal partners, for everyone that sends a seed or communicate to us with us through the post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We have a free gift to you. Hallelujah. For you, we would like to just say thank you. Hallelujah. For using the Cash App, which is $TPH2023, or using the post office box. We thank God for all of you and all that he is doing, and thank God for all of our new listeners. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peterson. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this evening. Hallelujah. Regina Dwight, Corey, Antonio Pebble, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bertie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious.
I mean, Keith and the children.
Joseph Acker, Anna James and family. Hallelujah.
Simone, Malachi.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Trivion, Andrea.
Hallelujah.
Jaheim Emanuel.
Hallelujah.
All of their grandchildren.
Virginia Milton, Sandra, Brendan family. White, Jamie, LeBron, Todd, Tanya, Connie, Orson family. Tony, Ricky, Bird, Sarah, Brighton family. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
yes. Good people, Shakara. Tyler Bird. Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family.
Hallelujah. Vanna, Isabel, Ross.
Robin, Kane, Robin.
Johnson, Corey, Antonio, Dexter.
Nellie, Alina, Tiffany,
DJ,
and
Amanda. Damon and Norman.
Charlie, Charlie.
Mary Crenshaw. Ola Wright, Lewis Wright, Talitha, Regina, Dwight, Lee, Hallelujah, and Jean. In the name of Jesus.
Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva, and family.
Hallelujah.
Seven times, and
that's what
Pumpkin
and
family. Juliet.
Hallelujah.
Gina and family. Cordiola, Deanna Lewis family, Andrew Lewis family, Patty Collins and family, Bowen family, Raymond Banks and family,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jackie and the family.
Relic.
All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives.
Stand up in Jesus.
Our nieces and nephews and cousins. We say, come back, kingdom, be done thy will. In the life of Brother Harry Warsaw's family, Elder Stephen Stevenson and family, Prophet Simeon family, Prophet Rudolph Green and family.
That's a household, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Angie and Ronald and Ron.
Family. Jennifer and Sanders, Margaret Pearson and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangelist Tina Spencer and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda and family. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Jane and family. Minister Janice and family. Yvonne and family. Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, hallelujah, Cheryl Williams and family, Sheila Williams and family, Brenda Williams and family, Brenda Merritt and family, hallelujah, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dickinson family, Tina Bruce and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor John Peter family, Pastor Tom Quinn and family, Pastor Jason Roseburn and family,
the royal Lord God,
Pastor Maxine and Joey Green and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor P.E. James and family, Pastor Murray Hadley and family, Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Larry Somerville and family. This is Paul Peterson family. This is Bob Peterson family. This is Manuel Saunders and family. This is Vernon McBride and family. This is Waters and family. Archbishop, hallelujah. Marcia Abrams and family. Archbishop,
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Marjorie Mercer and family. Apostle Dustin Arnold. Apostle Hayden and family. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Sister, hallelujah, Robin Stewart and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. But all the thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Leslie Don Lovato and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Valerie and Tony Martone and family. Dr. Lynette Brown and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lil Tony, Lil Sam, hallelujah, Megan and Penny, hallelujah, all Megan's children, hallelujah, Logan, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Labrador and family, Milton Russell and family, Milton Whaley and family, Yabo Roche, KDAT, Shakari, La Lobo, Shadda, da, da. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Continue to touch the body, hallelujah, cover, Lord God, she goes to go. In the homes in the name of
your Holy Spirit does it make intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Jacques, so-called Rosa and family. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland family. Rakim and family. Hallelujah. Worship with Marvin and family. Kevin and family. Thomas and family. Thomas and Pierre Bennett and family. We're all educated there. Dr. Audrey Thompson and family. Dr. Family. Glory to God. We're taking care of Dr. Helene Russell and family. Dr. Nancy McKnight and family. Dr. Wenda Wenda Mack and family. Hallelujah. We're all taking care of Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Ruby Smith and family. Great kid there. Linda and Joseph Garcia and family. Great kid there. Stephen Ruth Hairstein and family. Rosie Machin Shakina Lopo Koshen. Okay, Kisha Boko Yazay. We We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, oh God.
Love it.
We glorify your name today, Lord.
And relatives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Wonders.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, to them that believe.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Next election. The voice you will hear.
Hallelujah.
Will be none other than
Hallelujah. The
voice of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches with the Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come, Lord God, one more time, Lord God. Bring the children before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless them. Lord God, it started, Lord God, another school year. Lord God, we ask you to protect them. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless the households that they're coming out of. Lord God, bless the schools that they're going to, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, put your angels at the doors and the windows. Lord God, protect the teachers. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord God, put your anointing around the playgrounds. Hallelujah. The school grounds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give the principals and the teachers a watchful eye, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to watch over the parents. Bless the parents to have everything they need for their children. Hallelujah. Bless the schools to have everything they need. Lord God, for the children, bless the staff. Let them have all the staff they need. Lord God, for the children, for the classrooms, for the hallways. Lord God, put a watch at the bathrooms and the front doors and the back doors. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you not to let any crazies be out there in the front, Lord God. No predators. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That no child be taken, Lord God. No amber alerts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Nobody coming into the homes, hallelujah, taking the children and they're not supposed to. Lord God, it don't belong to them, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, bless North Avenue. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Put the right people in the right seat, Lord God, at the right time, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we just committed unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, from North Avenue, Lord God, to every school. Hallelujah, the doors, the windows. Hallelujah, give them what they need. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the mayor. Hallelujah, bless the mayor's office. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, sanctify him holy. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, baptize him in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the teachers. Hallelujah, give them what they need, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, don't allow them to be aggravated by the children. Lord God, allow them, Lord God, to start their day, first of all, with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's any save or every place that somebody saved in the classroom, Lord God, let them start having prayer with the other teachers in the morning. Hallelujah. Let them see the difference that it's going to make in their day. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless every classroom. Hallelujah. Every child. In the name of Jesus, every principal. Hallelujah. Every secretary. Hallelujah. Every hall monitor. Hallelujah. Every safety and patrol in the child in the hall. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you. Hallelujah. In every substitute. In the name of Jesus. Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the substitute teachers. Hallelujah. Give them the finances that they need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For doing the job, for standing in for a teacher. In the name of Jesus. Lead, God, bless, protect, bless the PTA, the PTO. Hallelujah. Bless them all, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all?
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I had to start off with prayer, just thinking about the children going back to school. Hallelujah. And things that have to be in place and just start breaking my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all that God is doing. And we have to trust that for what he is doing, even when we can't see it. We have to just faith. We just know the things are supposed to be in place for the children to go back to school and for all the things that they need. Hallelujah. And we have to believe God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, here we go again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what comes to me is Habakkuk 2:2. It talks about writing the vision. Hallelujah. And making it plain. Hallelujah. We're just going to use those words, writing the vision. Hallelujah. That's where that thought comes from. Writing a vision and making it plain, hallelujah. And the beginning of everything before you start, you always want to count the cost and write down where you want to go and how you want to get there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But what vision, young people, do you have for this coming school year? Hallelujah. Talking to the ones that's going to school and not just elementary and middle and high, but you just going to college too. Some of you just going back to college. Hallelujah, and God bless you. In Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is the scripture my mother used to write in our cards, a birthday card, in our autograph book out of high school. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ought to know that scripture back and forth. Hallelujah, Jesus. But and also when you need some goals, okay, for school, not just for school, but whatever new avenue you are embarking upon, okay. We know we always honor God first. You always need to honor God, okay. That goes without being said. Hallelujah, because he is the head of our life. Hallelujah, he is numero uno, okay. You want everything else to go right? Honor God first, and he'll honor you, okay? You need to eat properly. Hallelujah, okay? Get away from the our summertime junk food junkies, okay? Eating all the junk. Hallelujah. It's good to have it sometimes, but we ain't supposed to overindulge in it. Eating properly, going to bed on time, you need proper rest. The proper rest is going to help you to think properly. Hallelujah, and to be sharp on your toes. Okay, limit your time on social media, okay? During the summertime, I know it's went all out on it. Hallelujah. I see people walking them down the streets, and it could be money flying all on the ground. They wouldn't even see it because their eyes are on the phone, okay? Limit your time on social media. Hallelujah. If you just want to do one half an hour, set an alarm first. A half an hour on social media, okay? Make up your mind you're going to do all of your homework and other assignments and turn them in on time or even before time. Turn them in on time, okay? Ask your teacher, will you get extra credit if you turn them in before time, okay? Hallelujah. As soon as you get home, do your chores. Do your chores. Don't let your parents have to, or the guardian over you have to tell you or remind you. Go to them, okay? Limit your hangout time to the weekends, okay? Don't hang out during the week. Even limit, and like everybody got phones, even these little ones, limit your telephone, okay? Your telephone time. Now that you're doing some homework on the phone, okay, that's one thing. But limit your time. I'm talking about your yak time on the phone, okay? And going to church on Sundays, hallelujah, honoring God. Don't be in school 5 days a week and then on Sunday, oh, it's time, you know, it's my time to chill. No, go to Sunday school. Honor God. Go to church. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised how God will bless you because you're blessing him. Okay? Do it from your heart. Don't do it because because you got some motive behind it. No, do it because it is right. You want to honor God. Hallelujah. And you know what? If you honor God, God will honor you. Hallelujah. He'll make you the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. When I was in school, I used to always read the Bible before I did my homework. Okay? I honor God, and he honored me. Okay? And he'll honor you, too. He will allow you to be on the honor roll. When you get in college, still do it. He'll allow you to be on a dean's list. Hallelujah. In high school, he'll allow you to be on a principal's list. Hallelujah. How do I know? Hey, just take my word for it. Hallelujah. God will honor you if you honor him. Hallelujah. And I wish all of you a beautiful year. Hallelujah. Much successes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has great things in store for you. Hallelujah. Honor him and watch him bless you. Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. So watch God. If you exalt God, then watch him exalt you. Watch him lift you up. Hallelujah. And please let us know about it. Hallelujah. Come to testify to us. Let us know you're getting passing grades. Hallelujah. Let us know you're getting scholarships. Let us know when it's time to go on a trip. Somebody paid for your trip. That's what God to do. That's what God to do. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner on
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. To them that believe. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ took his place, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
In remembrance,
he broke it and declared, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me." Let's eat together.
In remembrance,
thank
of
you, Lord.
We take this cup.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Remember your blood that was shed for us.
Thank you for 18.
Lord
Jesus. Isaiah 61:1-3 declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:46. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalm 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, "This is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you say.
God, you say.
God, you say.
God, you say.
Bring me into the remembrance that we may plead together and that you may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our deaths. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. At the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord that sits by. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nothing, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse that gets us and our family, every spell, every hex, every blessing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse that gets us and our family, every spell, every hex, every blessing. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul's eye. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families, in our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God,
full of
integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everyone say,
amen.
Amen. I pass the peace. I'd like to ask you another question. Hallelujah. And I hope this won't be a hard question. So, Pastor Peter, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I acknowledge you today. I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of faith I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority.
Yes.
Satan, we curse you from the roots and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest.
Thank you, Lord.
Sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Before we go any further, I better have you give the addresses on this evening.
Yes, James 4, 6, and 7, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Luke 14, verses 28 and 29, Proverbs 15th chapter, first verse, Matthew 10, 14, Exodus 19, 6, First Peter 2, 9th verse, James 1, 5 to 8, Galatians 6, verse 7, Psalm 37, verse 23, James 1, 19, and John 16:13.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
You know I got some more scriptures to give, but hallelujah. The message on today is a part four. Hopefully you have heard parts one, two, and three. If not, that's your loss. Hallelujah. Because we make it a habit of sharing the word of God. And we encourage all of you to listen. Because we're getting information straight from the heart of God. And he wants you to grow spiritually. The title of tonight's message is how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Now, unsound means untenable. It means not right. It means it's not robust. It means that it really is not good ground to stand on. Biblically, it doesn't line up with the word of God. Spiritually unsound means it doesn't say what God's words say. We've talked about co-signing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about four or five times about not co-signing for anybody. Because that's a pledge, that's a vow. And most of the time, end up paying that co-signees. That person who got whatever they got.
Mm-hmm.
End up paying. I've heard of people paying for a car because they co-signed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's your son, your father, your mother, your grandchildren, and you want them to have more than what you have. Tell them to work for it.
Amen. Save up for it. Amen.
There are four insidious ways in which there's pressure on you to say yes. Before I give those four to you, I want to share this with you. You can tell somebody no in a loving way.
Amen.
You can share, I don't mean no harm, but I have to say no at this time. And you don't have to really give an explanation. You don't have to go into no argument or any kind of a big discussion. You say, I can't say yes. I'm going to have to say no. Or you can do this. You can say, I don't mean no harm, but I have to prayerfully consider that. I'll get back to you. And get back to them. And then you tell them no.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can't co-sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the first thing. The second thing, God just got this in my spirit today. You know, the Bible talks about tail-bearing. Traveling, giving bad news.
Mm.
You got to watch out for that. Leviticus 19:16. Hallelujah. Thank you. Proverbs 26:20-22 talks about tail-bearing. If it doesn't glorify God, what you doing listening to it? If somebody wants to give you some bad news, You say, excuse me, let's stop right now. If somebody wants to tell you about somebody passed away, I said, before you finish what you're saying, let's pray for the family. Because I know without a shadow of doubt they're going through right now.
Mm.
And you start praying. Don't be no trash can. You sitting in the, treating somebody like they're the newscaster and you receiving this news. That's gossip, tale-bearing. The Bible speaks against that. We mess up ourselves by dealing with that. Watch out. We diminish the anointing in our lives when we listen to tales. It may be true. It may be false.
Mm.
But you're listening to it. And it's going to quench the Holy Spirit that's in you. After you listen to that, and somebody calls you and says, can you pray for me? You're going to have to speak in a whole lot of tongues to get the atmosphere back up to where you can pray for somebody.
Mm.
Don't be, that's number two. Number three is don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. See, the devil, y'all got to understand, I've heard preachers say, well, if it's in my heart to do good, the devil won't tell you to do anything good. Yes, he does. If he wants to get you off track, he'll tell you to do something good, but at the wrong time. He'll tempt you with that. That's why the Bible says acknowledge God. Don't let it be a reflex action. Some folks have testified. It just jumps in my spirit, you know, to do such and such. That's the fourth thing. We can't let stuff be a reflex action. The Bible says to acknowledge God. That's the first thing you do.
Amen.
Because sometimes your reflex action may be one of us pop somebody in the mouth.
Yeah.
But you don't do that. What's that? The fight or flight response. The fight or flight response. You can't be moved by reflex action because reflex action sometimes is dealing with your emotions. And 9 times out of 10, when your emotions are leading you, they're leading you in the wrong path.
Amen.
So those four things, you can say no. Co-signing, tail burn, being the recipient of a tail, because if a dog bring a bone, dog going to take one.
Amen. Amen. Say it again. I tell you.
Being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You done made vows that you're going to do such and such, but something comes up. And you remember that when you were such and such, they came in for you, so you feel guilt if you don't. Guilt is of the devil. It's either they're being used of the devil or they're full of the devil. If your action is a guilt response, you're in error, and that's not spiritually sound. The Bible says, hallelujah, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Look here, guilt. It's condemnation, and it's of the devil. And if folks come to you and you feel guilty, they're either being used of the devil or they're full of the devil. Say no. Hallelujah. Courteously, lovingly, I don't mean no harm. And I know what you've done for me in the past, but this particular thing right now, I can't do it. I can't give you all the details of why I can't.
Amen.
But I can't do it right now. Don't you feel no guilt and go, and don't allow them to put guilt in. But yeah, I was there when you, excuse me, our conversation today. And I love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. But I got to go because God won't allow me to take no guilt. You got to kind of tell them where it is. Now, Pastor Peach. Lord Jesus. Can you give me the first scripture that's on the paper? That you...
Yes. James 4:6-7.
What is that?
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
The job of the enemy is to get you off track.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's working for. And again, say to God, he will not tempt you to rob a bank or hold up a Brinks truck. Do the right thing, receive a good thing at the wrong time. So you can't keep your promise. So you can't be where God wanted you to be. Because sometimes you doing something is going to take somebody else's blessing away because God had assigned that to somebody else. But you, for God, you decided, I'm going to do it because it's a good thing to do. You better pray about it first. Prayerfully, one of my favorite phrases is to prayerfully consider. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acknowledge him. Don't acknowledge your feelings and your emotions. Because sometimes we mistake our emotions for the leading of the Lord. Oh, I feel it in my spirit. No, that's your emotion. I know I'm supposed to be at the church to open up the door for the saints and for the service tonight. But oh, this lady standing out there with four children, and they need food. Hallelujah. Everybody got a cell phone right now.
Amen.
Everybody, the baby, 4 years old, got a cell phone.
Man.
You call somebody, say, look here, I got a problem. It's on a Stricken and Lexington Street. A lady standing out there with four children that need food. Can you deal with it? As you're traveling to the place where you made a vow to open up the church.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge God first, y'all. Don't say you so holy, you don't have to acknowledge God. The Bible says, acknowledge some of your ways.
In all your ways.
Sometimes.
All the time.
I'm so holy, I just walk with God. I walk on water. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to get no thought. You better acknowledge God because the enemy got a trap for you. I saw a TikTok. Halfway through the TikTok. It looked like somebody was stuck into a tree or something. And this person came up and pulled them out. And this thing turned around. And it was a bunch of demons.
Ooh.
And they got this person.
Mm.
What was good to do, look like it was something good to do. You're saving somebody. I tell you, but acknowledge God. And God don't take a long time to say, Lord, lead me in this. And the peace of God will come over you to do or not to do something. You may say it's a trap. You may see somebody laying in the road. And there's some bushes on one side, trees on the other side. And you say, now, I need to stop and get out of my car. Then you do, slow up. Call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them where you are. Tell them where. Prayerfully, you know, God. That's what I said. First of all, let me back up. You pray, Lord, bless this person that they're tonight. Terribly hurt. Heal them, Lord. Then call 911. Tell them where you are, there's somebody laying in the road. You slow up. You slow up. You do not get out of your vehicle.
Amen.
You say, they may be hurt badly, and some first aid you could do. The greatest thing that you can do for somebody like that is to pray for them, the Father God. If God can raise Lazarus from the dead after being dead 4 days in a tomb, he can deal with that's light work. There's so many people that have been hijacked and actually injured and even killed because of this ploy of the enemy. Doing something good to get you off track, to get you into a trap. a trap. That's how the enemy operates. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Give me the next scripture.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
That's the one. And you gave that in earlier.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Stop. Don't lean to your understanding, your own understanding, y'all.
Amen.
But you don't know, I just feel it in my bones, and I get a good high when I help somebody. That's true. That's your flesh.
Amen.
You better follow the leading of the Lord, because if you don't, you get your whole body in trouble. Go ahead, read the rest of that.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Stop right there. Acknowledge who?
Him, God.
Almighty God. You acknowledge him in Jesus' name. Lord, I acknowledge you in Jesus' name. As a man laying on the street in front of me, hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, have your way in his life. Lord God, hallelujah. You are the healer, and we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then as you're dialing 911, keep your doors locked. Give and look around for the street signs of where you are.
Amen.
And you give it to them. And when you hear the sirens coming, that fellow that was laying in the street starts to get up, and he runs to the bushes, and there's a car back there, and then all of the fellas get in the car and drive off fast because they know that that didn't work on you. And some of your ways, acknowledge him.
And he shall direct thy path.
Some of your ways, acknowledge him.
Oh, in all you thy ways, acknowledge him.
And he's going to do what?
Direct thy path.
Now, there was a time when David had to fight the Philistines. And he inquired of the Lord, how are we going to do this? And God told him, look here. When you hear the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, I'm going before you, and I'm going to wipe them out. You just go and mop up. Well, a similar circumstance happened again. Now, some of us have been lured into, well, if he did it that way, then he's going to do it the same way. No, he don't.
Oh.
There's several situations in the Bible that were blind people. Some he spoke the word. Some he put down and made a clay and put it on their eyes. Some he told to go and dip their faces in water. The same situation, he told them to do different things. This time, David was very intelligent. He asked the Lord, say, okay, how are we going to do it this time? Say, what I want you to do, I want you to go and wipe them out. I'm going to be with you. You know, when you hear the march of the mulberry trees, that means you go, because I'm going to be with you. And see, God did it a different way. The same situation, he did it a different way. Some of us get fooled into thinking that he did it this way, way back when. That's why a lot of people, they get saved, they roll on the floor and all that, because that's what they did. The grandfathers and mothers, they did that. Or they want to get the Holy Ghost, and they say, Jesus. And for years, decades, maybe even centuries, you got one mother on one side saying, hold on. You got mother on the other side saying, let go. And all both of them spit in their ears and just say, Jesus, until you make a mistake. That's it. But that, you know, God does different things, different people. I know one lady said she was in the shower and the Lord gave her the Holy Ghost. He don't do the same thing. The only thing that you can remember is that he connects the dots. He will direct your path. You let him direct your path, not your emotions, not your tradition, not your feelings. But let God direct your path. Give me another scripture, Lord Jesus.
Luke 14:28-29.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Lest haply, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him.
Look here. You count the cost of your decision. If you counted the cost, it's going to be easier to say no. I don't mean no harm, but I have to say no at this time. Well, why are you saying no? I'm sorry. I may not have said it clear. The answer is no now. I love you. God loves you. There's nothing to do about it. But I can't say yes to your request right now. And if they're not satisfied like that, they want to wear you down and argue with you. Say, thank you so much for sharing. I got to go. You got to leave the present because somebody wants to put some guilt on you. You don't stand there and let the devil beat up on you.
Mm-mm.
You say, thank you so much. Love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. Have a good day. And you get to stepping. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tailburn, they call you. Oh, I got some juicy news. So-and-so. You stop in the middle of that. Well, so-and-so, did you pray for them? Well, girl, let me tell you what happened. I don't want to hear it. If you got something good to tell me, I'll hear that. If you got something that will glorify God, I want to hear it. But if you got something that ain't going to glorify God, it's going to quench the Holy Spirit in me, it's going to tear me down so I can't pray for somebody 2 minutes from now, I really don't want to hear. I don't mean no harm. Y'all learn how to say that. I don't mean no harm.
I don't mean no harm.
But I got to say no. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. I love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. And hang up. Y'all got to learn that, y'all. Because y'all saying yes, when the Bible says to say no, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture. I got to go.
Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
They will get angry at you because you said no. But you talk lower and slower. Baby, I don't mean no harm, but I have to say no. I know how you feel. And thank you for sharing. But I got to say no. Well, why? Look, honey, I don't mean no harm, but I got to go. I can't stay here. Dealing with this, I got to get moving. But God bless you. God loves you. I love you. Nothing you can do. Well, it don't seem like love to me. If you love me, you would co-sign for this house I'm trying to get. Somebody laughing out there? Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Okay. Co-signing for a house. Do you understand? If that person don't pay for it, guess who's paying for the house?
You are.
For years. 10, 20, 30 years. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're supposed to be a Christian. I am. And you're supposed to be a Christian, too. If you were, you wouldn't let the devil use. But I love you anyhow. Nothing you could do about it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Count the cost.
Man.
Count what you're I'm glad when I co-signed with somebody several decades ago, it wasn't for a whole lot of money. I think it was only for about $200 or something like that. And you know who ended up paying for it? That's right.
Wow.
Only I did. Well, it was only $200. I think it was only $200 or $300, something small like that. But hallelujah.
Thank God it was.
Count the cost. You count the cost of you not keeping your word. And I put it this way. When God calls you foolish, you're in trouble. He says if you make a vow and you don't keep it, he calls you a fool. I didn't like that. If you want all those scriptures that talks about co-signing, you can call and talk to Pastor Peter. She'll give it to you. And she got them all. I gave it to her. She got them all. And praise God. That was in one of the earlier parts. Hallelujah. But you got to count the cost. You can't give somebody your rent money and they say they're going to give it back to you on Friday. They don't even have a job. The cost if they don't give it back to you. And if you can't stand to lose it, don't use it. Hello?
Amen.
If you can't stand to lose it, don't use it. You know, but the Bible says again, it does say that. But letting God lead you. Now, if God says, no, his word is going to stand.
Amen.
Knowledge, God, he will direct your path.
Amen.
He said, count the cost. You count it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture quick.
Matthew 10:14.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet.
Some folks, you're going to have to shake the dust off your feet and get to stepping.
Yep.
Because they don't receive what you say in the Lord with love. Some people, everybody in your life are there for a season. Let me put it that way. Everybody. As far as I know, we're not going to leave this life alive. Everybody's here for a season. Understand that. Some friends are here. They're going to still be alive, but they were friends for a season. If they can't understand you leaning on the Lord for his direction, they're really not the friend that you thought they were. Because how can two walk together unless they agree? And apparently there was no agreement on the word of God, standing on the word. Give another scripture, please.
Exodus 19:6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
This is who you are, y'all. You're not an afterthought of God, an also ran. You're not a bone that the dove drug home. You are somebody special. Read that other, the next scripture.
Okay, 1 Peter 2:9. Yes, 2:9. Yes, thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 2:9 says, turn the page. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah. You're in the light of God. If you're in the light of God, then walk in that light.
Amen.
Let God direct you. Don't be presumptuous. That's when he did it this way 30 years, you're going to do it the same way. That's presumption. And some may even say it's foolishness. It's not faith. Faith is doing what the word says do and then letting God connect the dots. Hallelujah, glory to God. All right, give me another scripture.
James 1:5-6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the winds and tossed.
Hallelujah.
Not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
You've got to be fixed and standing tall in the word of God. Because folk will come and try to shake the tree that you're in. They will try to shake you, make you doubt your salvation. But you know what the word of God says. That's why you stand on the word of God. That's why I keep telling you to get the address. So you can give people back the address. God said, I can't do it. I can't co-sign for you because God said, go. about. That settles it, dear. I love you with the love of the Lord. You speak slower and louder.
Power off.
I love you. God loves you. Nothing we can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Nothing anybody can do about that. He loves you. Hallelujah. But I have to say no. Because of his word. I will not go against his word.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing. And you get to step it. Because if they still want to argue with you, they still want to try to beat you down, want to put guilt on you, shake the dust off your feet and get to step it. Say, I got to go make a run. See you later. Give me another scripture, please.
Galatians 6:7.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't have to go there. I can tell. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You up there saying yes when God has said no, you're going to reap a bad harvest.
That's right.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
That's right.
Now, the next scripture is 6 and 9, isn't it?
Galatians 6:7. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No, the next one is Psalms 37:23.
Okay, give me that.
Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
Wait a minute now. The steps, it says the footsteps of a good man.
Good steps.
Are ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6 says he can direct your path. Y'all lean into your own understanding and get your butt in trouble, y'all. You know how you cover your six, that's what they call your back, your six. Because you stand on the word of God. That's how you cover your six.
Amen.
You don't cover your six with your emotions or with your feelings or what. Of your tradition, you cover it with the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God will last forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word is going to be around. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. James 1:9.
Yeah.
That says, turn the page. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted.
Hallelujah. Look here.
I'm sorry. It was James 1:19. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
Don't be a reflex action. I talked about reflex action. Somebody done asked you for something, and you know they bailed you out in the past. Your reflex action is to say, okay, I'll do it. You got to go to God. Don't lean to your own understanding. See, your understanding says, they did it for me, I got to do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. You got to prayerfully consider that. You don't miss church because somebody did something for you and they have a problem that you're going to deal with. Hallelujah. You want to give it back what they're giving you. That's not how it works.
Amen.
The Bible says you reap what you sow, but it didn't say you reap where you sow.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
So you acknowledge God. Don't lean to don't be testifying that it's just in your spirit. You know, there's something good to do. The devil will give you something to do. He does do that because he wants to get you off track. He wants to get you to the wrong place at the wrong time. He wants to get yourself so tied up and stuff. You're paying off somebody else's car. You're paying off somebody else's loan. You're paying off somebody else's house. Come on now. You're giving money that you need for your rent. You're giving it to somebody and hoping that they keep their word. You know they don't keep their word because they ask you to be a co-signer. You know they don't keep their word because they're always coming to you borrowing $20 or $50 and all this kind of stuff. Because they can't go nowhere else to get it. Because if they could, they would. Because nobody wants to loan to them because they don't keep their word. And then you go to the church as you done gave your rent money to somebody because, you know, I need rent money. What happened? Well, I loaned my money to somebody, and they said they was giving back to me. But now they done joined the Witness Protection Service. You find them.
Maybe you can't find them.
Well, I tell you, you go and call the Witness Protection Service. Because, see, we're not throwing up God's money away.
Amen.
That was foolishness. Did you consult God? No, I didn't. Well, whose fault is the situation? I don't mean no harm. I'm not trying to put guilt on you, but you need to ask God for forgiveness. And his grace may get you out of the hole you done dug for yourself. Give me another scripture.
John 16:13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Come on now.
He shall not speak of himself. Whoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come.
He will let you know this person is not going to give your money back. This person is not going to pay off that loan, so don't co-sign. Look, if you co-sign, that's against what God said anyway.
Amen.
A reflex action, well, they helped me. I got to help them. No, you don't.
Nope.
You got to be led of the Spirit of the living God. That's what you got to do. But you said to them in love, you don't yell, you don't have no high temperature. He said, baby, I don't mean no harm. You got to say that. Say that, Pastor Peter. I don't mean no harm.
I don't mean no harm.
And y'all need to learn how to say that. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
Last scripture. Well, sure, KKDD. Go to Leviticus 19:16.
Leviticus 19:16.
Worship of the
Lord. Leviticus 19:16.
Yes.
And it says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord.
Hallelujah. Go to
where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases.
Okay, read 21 and 22.
As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
Don't be a talebearer, y'all. If you want to take a tale, you want to be a newscaster, good news. That's why we got the Good News Youth Club. Good news. Share good news. If you want, well, we got to pray for a family. You call us and say, we don't need to know all of the information. You can say they had a loss in the family.
Mm-hmm.
The family's name is such and such. Let's pray for them right now. And that's what you do. You, whatever you do, you want to glorify God. Because God is listening to your conversation.
Uh-huh.
So you want to make sure that your conversation, like Ephesians, close to God. 4:29-31, I think, or 30. 31, yeah. 31, I think. No corrupt communication.
Proceed out of your mouth.
But that which is what?
Good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Bringing bad news is not going to bring edify. Now, you could say, you know, God saved the lives of 520 people. Some crazy man went into the school, and it started shooting, but 525 students and staff were saved. And we pray for the families that that lost loved ones. So we thank God for saving the 525 people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Turn it to a point where you're magnifying and praising God, not magnifying and praising what the devil does, because we know what he's doing, stealing, killing, destroying. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the word. We thank you, Lord, for this message. How to say no when saying yes is spiritually incorrect, spiritually unsound, spiritually not right. Glory to God. Bless every hearer that they receive from this teaching. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, the Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now unto him is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. And let everyone say amen and amen. Pastor Peaches.
We thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. You have a desire in your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. We want you to repeat this prayer. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart. Hallelujah. And save me. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I believe and I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for coming into my heart and saving me from my sins. Hallelujah. And filling me with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I need your power, God. Hallelujah, to do the things that the word of God says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you repeat that prayer, we believe that you are saved. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over one that's come to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning praise and worship. That number is 5952, and the access code is 1034545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bluetooth connected.
Thank you, Jesus.